Excellent.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. It is it's September 2026, and this is the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1, it's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. Coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. I'm going to do something a little out of the ordinary today. This month marks the 35th anniversary of the release of Nirvana's Nevermind album. It's hard to overstate the cultural importance of this record. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you'll have to look it up. I'll follow up the album with an interview that I did with Chris and Dave of Nirvana the week before Nevermind came out. It's not my best work, but it's certainly a fascinating 90s artifact that you won't hear anywhere else but here on Alternative Vashon. I don't even think 107.7 The End has this. They'll probably sue me for rolling it. Here we go. Nirvana's Nevermind in its entirety on Alternative Vashon. We'll be right back.
so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Cut yourself.
Once a man, please myself.
Thank you.
sprung a leak, and the animals I've trapped all become my pets, and I'm living off of grass and the drippings from the ceiling. It's okay.
Okay, there you go. Nirvana, Nevermind, the album All the Way Through, came out 35 years ago this month. Album was released September 24th, 1991, and the single Smells Like Teen Spirit came out a couple weeks before that. I could go on and on about the cultural importance of Nirvana and Nevermind, but I'm dealing with Voice of Vashon time constraints. This show's supposed to be 60 minutes, and it's going to run over as it is. Here's an interview I did with Chris and Dave from Nirvana the week before the album came out. It aired live on 107.7 The End in Seattle. I'll roll it after this word of interest.
This killer programming didn't just happen. Our underwriters made it happen. Go admire them at voiceofvashon.org. And while you're there, click the donate button at the top of the page.
You guys, it's good to see you. At least two of the three of you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we've got Chris. Chris, you are. What do you do with the band?
I don't know what I'm doing here. No, I mean
you're
a
bass player.
I play bass. Yeah.
And Dave,
drummer.
Yeah.
Welcome, you guys.
The drummer. Thank you very much.
Where's Kurt?
He's slacking off down in L.A. trying to be a star.
Oh no! Is he not actually?
He's in a flotation tank. Trying to find his inner self.
His new age roots.
He's looking for his inner self.
Acid doesn't work anymore.
Zen.
Except there's a bunch of Mr. Bubble in there.
I was under the impression you guys lived in Olympia.
Well, I live in Tacoma. Kurt doesn't live anywhere anymore. He squats around, and that's how he saves money. But he and Dave, you live in Seattle, right?
I live in West Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. God's country, man. That's where I live too. And you've got a new record coming out. Everybody's pretty excited about it around here. The album is titled
Nevermind.
Yeah? Where did you make the record at?
We made it in Van Nuys, California, in the valley.
Why didn't you record in Seattle? I'm surprised. Or Olympia, for that matter.
Well, this place is really cool. It had this really old Neve board from the mid-70s, you know? This place is like a relic. There's all this wood paneling and cork on the walls, and there's like a Rumors gold record on the wall. And
it like hasn't Fleetwood Mac was in there.
Yeah, they were in there.
Back and forth, man.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac was in and out of there?
Yeah, yeah. And who else was in and out of there? Some other.
Linda Ronstadt? Oh,
the singer from Warrant.
Was producing some like Florida metal band.
Those guys have the best hair.
Warrant. They do.
You should have seen the band he was producing.
Really? Better hair than Warrant?
Well, I guess. Were all like... they were all pink and sunburned because they're like blonde and fair.
They were like albino metal, but they totally sunburned. And
well, see, they should have gone tanning before they came to Southern California.
I think there's those kind of people that just burn; they don't tan, you know.
So, well, what number of sunscreen do you use on the beach, Chris?
I don't use sunscreen. I should, but I have like pretty dark skin.
He's got dark skin.
I'm like,
yeah. He's got that Yugoslavian blood. Yeah.
Dave, it looks like you'd probably have a problem out in the sun.
Well, sometimes it depends.
You had some good color this summer, though.
I had good color at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
And then recently, we haven't been outdoors much. We've been doing a lot of that industry biz, you know, which goes on behind closed doors.
Mm. And now we may be privy to what goes on behind closed doors in the world of rock and roll.
Privy, yeah.
Yeah.
Give us some good stories, you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I was 6...
I'm kidding.
We'll talk about the blow. We'll talk about the bras.
All that blow, man. We were trying to mix the record, but there was so much blow just clogging the pots on the board that...
Well, it's because Fleetwood Mac was in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can understand that.
They had a deli table.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
You know, I heard some pretty crazy stories about Fleetwood Mac and how...
they all slept with each other.
Well, yeah, but two people were having sex on the second floor and they fell through the roof onto the table by the pinball machine.
Dude, that's rock and roll.
Whoa.
There.
Yeah. Jungle Lord pinball machine, too, where you can rack up like 90 credits.
Yeah.
Who do you like better? Who do you like better, Stevie Nicks or Christine from Fleetwood Mac?
I could take or leave both of them.
Yeah. We've gone through this little ABBA phase lately. There's this band in Europe called, or no, actually they're from Australia. They're called Bjorn Again.
Get out.
I swear to God, and they look exactly like ABBA, and they do all ABBA songs.
Abba members,
and they're getting really big. They're like packing places, and they look exactly like them.
So when will we see those guys?
I don't know if they'll hit here.
Well, aren't we playing them?
Oh, okay.
No, never mind.
Shall we roll Smells Like Teen Spirit after Chris tells me a little bit about, or Dave for that matter. Dave, you seem very quotable tonight. What is the deal with Smells Like Teen Spirit? Where did you get that title? Is it anything to do with Teen Spirit deodorant?
Kathleen from Olympia thought it up.
Say more.
Kathleen from this band Bikini Kill in Olympia, who's the ultra revolutionary urban gorilla, painted a bunch of crap all over Kurt's walls, and
she wrote Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit,
and so
and that is it's a deodorant.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But see, we didn't know that. See, we didn't know that it was deodorant. We just thought it was one of Kathleen's killer quotes, and
she's well, really poetic.
The teens in the audience will relate to this one.
Yeah, I hope so.
From the new album Nevermind.
Pukkel Pop. That means popping zits.
Yeah, we played a festival in Belgium called the Pukkel Pop Festival.
That's for more teens.
Pukkel is a pimple.
We'll talk about
it. Don't commit suicide.
After this, it's Nirvana on 107.7 The End. Nirvana on 107.7 The End. Bill Reed sitting in for Marco and hanging out with two-thirds of the band. I've got Dave and I've got Chris and Pukkel Pop Festival.
Pukkel Pop.
And that means pop a zit?
Pop zit festival, yeah.
It's a zit popping festival.
Where was it at, Belgium?
It was in Hasselt, Belgium. And it was like the Ramones headlined, and the Pogues were there, and Sonic Youth, and
Dinosaur
Jr. and some English shoegazing bands. Have you heard of that?
What's an English shoegazing band?
There's these bands that they just kind of stand on stage and gaze at their shoes and just kind of, they have these like lush sounding like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and they're into the groove, and they like, really just kind of stand there.
Get into a half-hour groove.
It's like the Manchester bowl cut. Like,
Just
it blows. It just blows, man. It all blows. I can't understand why anyone would want to listen to it anyway.
I know.
It just blows.
That's rock and roll.
It's a renaissance of that whole thing, you know.
Let's talk more about the album. I know Susie from TGC would like us to talk about the album. Wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Susie from TGC would like us to talk about the album. The album is called Nevermind.
This is true. And it was produced by who?
Butch Vig.
Butch Vig.
Famous.
Wisconsin.
Madison,
guy.
Wisconsin.
Yes. Right.
Dudorama.
Who has worked with...
Killdozer, Laughing Hyenas,
Smashing Pumpkins,
Tad,
Fellows,
yeah. Dwarves.
No, I don't know if he did the Dwarves. You know what the Dwarves did?
De Kreutzen.
The Dwarves wrote on the console at Smart Studios. Like they
his
just
brand new board.
They wrote it like Dwarves were here and all this stuff. And I guess it kind of
Dwarves are punk.
They're totally
aren't they?
Punk.
They're totally punk.
Yeah, but Butch is like he's really cool to work with. Like he's really easygoing and he's pretty attentive when we're unattentive, like our attention span kind of strays off, and he's like, you know.
So did you record it fast and cheap?
No.
Oh, no.
We slacked off so bad. We'd come in late and leave early. We'd stop by the liquor store on the way in, pass out on the couch, you know.
Well, it was like a Fleetwood Mac thing there.
Yeah, it was. It was the vibes of that place. And there was Rick Springfield, Gold Records.
Yeah.
And a Dio, Holy Diver.
A Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, Heaven
Live.
Deny.
Oh, I thought it was Live at Budokan.
No. How could they record it there? Yeah.
How about the big switchover from Sub Pop to Geffen? You want to talk about that? You're probably not tired of it yet, huh?
Oh.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Well, what happened was... We needed... Why did we switch over?
For the blow.
For the blow, that's why. That's
the blow and the
broads
are really better with the majors, I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know, we're really good friends with Sub Pop still. And
see, there's just one guy who works at DGC who can get the best herb on the West Coast.
He is, and his name is Mike Rosenfelder.
And so we went with DGC because we go for the good smoke.
He packs a bong underneath the seat of his car.
Yeah, so right when he gets off of work and...
So you get like a huge advance and stuff, and you're
it wasn't
buying
that
new
huge.
Cars and
see people. No. Everybody's under the impression that when you sign for a certain amount of money, that you get this enormous advance and it goes straight into your pocket.
Yeah,
but
I mean, we paid 32% of the money we went to pay for bombs and missiles and maybe a few parks and roads here and there scattered liberally. You know, went to pay taxes.
But the rest of it went to Rosie for that herb.
Yeah, and went to Rosie for the herb.
So it's still pretty much the same. It's just on a different scale now.
Well, I think what we like about it is that, I mean, the label really knows what they're doing, and we don't have to worry about it at all. Like, you know, we just made the record, and we tour, and they, like, promote it, and, what do? Arrange interviews, and they just do their job, and they just do it really well. So,
well, we talked to a bunch of different labels, and a lot of the bigger labels were just filled with sort of old fogey, you know, people who were releing, you know, Mr. albums like 5 years ago,
and you would just be another product.
Yeah. So DGC at least DGC knew where we were coming from, and
Sonic Youth was on DGC, and now they have Teenage Fan Club, and so
yeah,
we liked our A&R, the A&R guy. We signed with was really cool.
A&R, what does A&R mean?
Artist and repertoire.
And what is
that?
Yeah, what does an A&R guy do? I don't.
He just signs bands, and he's your guy at the label. Like, you know, if you have a problem, you talk to him about it. He's your man. And a lot of, you know, like, it was interesting because we were talking to a couple other labels, and those A&R guys got dropped, you know?
Excuse me.
And, you could be at a label and your A&R guy will get like fired, and then you're stuck there with your nobody. You're orphaned.
I appreciate you guys bringing in this 3-song CD because I think we can actually play some. Is this a world premiere? I think we could world premiere some Nirvana tonight.
Those B side. Those are just like B side songs. That, I don't know. We just kind of threw them on the B side, and you could.
It says previously unreleased, right?
Yeah. We recorded them in Seattle, just kind of screwing around.
One night,
yeah. And they're all right songs. They're okay. I can't really slag them, huh?
I want to play one. What do you like? You like Even in His Youth or Aneurysm? What do you like?
I like Even in His Youth.
Well, I like Aneurysm.
Well, Who's got a coin?
We'll do Even in His Youth, straight ahead, pop.
Who's got a coin?
Kevin's got the coin.
Okay. You call it heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads. Yeah. Aneurysm.
Nirvana, you've
riff
never
rocker.
Heard it before. It's a world premiere. 107.7, The End.
This is your quarter.
Aneurysm. That's pretty cool. That's never been released.
No. See, yeah, they're just like B-side songs. We did it with the Craigster.
The Craigster. Craig Montgomery.
107.7 The End, The Cutting Edge of Rock. Interview with Nirvana. Okay.
And yeah, we recorded that with the Craigster. Craig, he's working on the Posies record right now. He's our sound man who travels with us, and
he rides a bike all the time.
You're gonna do one of those Rock and Roll Biz record release party things at Beehive out in the U District on 45th. Is it true?
Yeah, we're gonna be there. I don't know what time we're supposed to be there, but somebody should call us and tell us.
I think you should be there by 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
This coming Monday.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can make it.
Be in there, and you can come in, and I don't know. You can just come in and hang out, and you know, make sure nothing slips underneath your shirt on the way out. You know, those electric beepers might. And if that happens,
but it might
just
be a little
look,
too loud.
Loose, you know, because you're going to get caught anyway, so you might as well try to get away. Because at least you have a chance, but 10-1 odds are that there's going to be other people kyping stuff too. So,
Chris, I'm sure the folks at Beehive are going to appreciate.
Kype is a bad thing.
they're going to appreciate
thing.
The pointers there.
Shoplifting's bad. We all pay for shoplifting. You know that.
But anyway, this Beehive record release party is at Monday night, 7 till 9. You've got things to give away. I understand you'll be giving away like records out of your own collections and stuff.
Right.
Yes,
Beatles Butcher cover. And what else?
Oh, yeah.
I got this big Chief 7-inch I'd like to give away.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you guys, have you ever seen This Is Spinal Tap?
Oh, yeah.
Now, think about this. Your record release party.
Okay, we already talked about that, and Paul Schaefer's there. And he's like, kick my ass. Go ahead. My timing is...
But do you guys ever worry that that might happen? You're going to go to an in-store and nobody will come.
Who cares?
Good.
It's just a record store. Jesus.
Whose idea was it that we have to be there?
I don't know.
And meet people. You know
Susie?
What I mean?
Susie?
I mean,
this is rock and roll. It comes with the blow and the babes and the fast cars.
We'll just shake hands and maybe establish some kind of like political career. Like, you know, you vote for me in September.
Do you have political aspirations, Chris?
Maybe. Someday. But it'll be too radical. It'll never go anywhere.
Dave, do some radical drumming for us, man.
Yeah, man. I'm really into this tribal thing right now.
How did you get into Nirvana?
Tibetan bulls. How did I get into Nirvana?
Yeah, tell us how you got into Nirvana. I know you're the newest member, though you've been.
They had these weird, like, scratch-off tickets that you could get at 7-Elevens, and I scratched grand prize.
Tell me about Chad.
Yeah, Chad is kind of a bummer. What happened with Chad, you know?
Did he, like, blow up?
No. Chad's fine. Chad plays drums with the Fire Ants now. And,
Chad was the drummer in Nirvana before Dave.
Yeah. We just kind of split up, you know what I mean?
Spontaneously combusted. It happens.
Yeah, that might have happened, too. But Chad's still our brother.
You guys, I brought my own Nirvana records in. And I like all these songs, but let's choose one right now. Get the coin out, Dave.
Can I have that coin back?
I don't care what we play.
Okay. All right. No, it's up to you. You choose two. What did you just choose?
Well, let's play Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah, Kiss Them For Me.
Yeah.
Kiss Them For Me. Oh, let's play that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Do you have that?
We had that on
tour.
That's a great song.
Will you guys autograph the CD for me?
If you play Kiss Them For Me.
Okay.
Kiss Them For Me.
Go ahead and... who's got the DJ voice here? Someone introduce the song.
It's not me. What's it called?
This is Susie and the Banshees.
Kiss Them For Me, and the radio station is 107.7 The End.
The End.
This is Susie and the Banshees. You're listening to 107.7 FM. Kiss Them For Me.
Susie and the Banshees, what the hell did we play that for?
It's a cool song.
Because it's a good song.
Oh, okay. The End, 107.7 with Bill Reed and two-thirds of Nirvana over here. I've got Dave, I've got Chris. What's your problem, Dave?
I have no problem.
No problema.
All right. You can come out and see Nirvana, by the way, and meet the guys from Nirvana at the in-store record release party celebration.
You know, that whole meet the band thing really sort of left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. What? Meet the band.
Meet the band, yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want to meet anybody.
Just buy our records and get the hell out of our
faces. We're going to dress up like bees and hand out honey and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the queen bee.
I'm going to be walking around with this little cigarette box with a Magna t-shirt on, and I'm going to be handing out these Magna things. And,
whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at Beehive.
Beehive,
which
yeah.
used to be Peaches, okay?
And we're going to be passing a hat around for a keg.
And then a kegger at Chris's house after.
Kegger at the
no,
beehive.
No, kegger at the beehive,
all
man.
Right. They'll appreciate that.
Kegger at the beehive.
Just don't steal.
Kegger at the beehive.
Anything else you guys have always wanted to talk about?
No.
Oh, we're playing on Halloween with Mudhoney and Teenage Fan Club, I hope.
I hope.
Where?
Fan Club.
At the Paramount.
Yeah. Halloween night, 31st.
Yeah. There's going to be a ghost dance contest on
ghost
stage.
Dance, yeah.
All right, any kind of costume contest we have to worry about dressing up stupid coming to the show?
I don't know.
No, dress any way you like.
Come as you are.
It's going to be punk rock night, where people dress up as punk rockers.
Yeah.
It's punk rock night.
Is it okay to be goth? Is it okay to have white face and stuff?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, let's play another Susie and the Banshee song.
No, let's not. Do we have anything on this vinyl that we don't have on the CD? Doesn't look like it.
No, no frills.
We've got some of these
a label.
Away, too.
A label.
No, these are collector's items, guys.
Really?
Yeah, do you want one?
No.
Has the label gotten you one yet?
I'm not a collector.
Oh. Okay.
I'm very anal about my record collection. I must have the yellow vinyl.
Let's give a few away.
Okay.
Let's do it. The first five, let's see. The first five callers at 421-1077 or toll free. I don't know the toll free number. Oh, here's the toll free number. Thank you. It's 1-800-423-107.7. First five callers, call now. We're talking about a collector's item. This is not sold in stores. It's a 12-inch record, three songs. It's on yellow vinyl. Let's do one more from it. This is world premiere stuff, man, from Nirvana. It's called Even in His Youth. Thanks for coming by, you guys.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Adios.
Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed. Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, yada, yada, yada. Okay, there you go. The interview that I did with Chris and Dave of Nirvana a couple of days before the Nevermind album came out in September of 1991 on this, the 35th anniversary of the record's release. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.